When you heard this, what exactly came to mind? If you're thinking ABBA, you're probably like me, because I was thinking of Sweden and the kind of music that we got used to when we were growing up. That's of course until we discovered another famous Swedish export, IKEA. Now, the reason I'm talking about Sweden is because I'm going to talk about Spotify. And if you haven't realized, Spotify is a Swedish company. Now, when you click on the three-arch green logo, you probably don't think about Swedish tech. But unlike a lot of foreign-born apps that have landed on our phones, TikTok, for instance, this one brings with it all the ethos and the cultural mindset we solely need. And that's fun, because Sweden is just full of it. Now, it's very different, say, from the cultural DNA of iTunes or Pandora or Amazon Music. I discovered this when I listened to our guest speaker in my class from Spotify, and that's whom I'm going to introduce. So you're listening to Radio 201, the podcast from Benjamin Franklin High School. My name's Angelo Fernando, I'm your host, and today I'm going to bring you Rajiv Velodi. Rajiv is the Global Customer Experience VP at Spotify. That's a big title, a Global Customer Experience. Now, he oversees this quote-unquote fun experience in as many countries, almost as the United Nations. If I'm not mistaken, Spotify is in 170 countries. That's about 23 countries shy of the UN, to be honest. Despite this vast global footprint, Spotify does not seem to forget that your taste and your playlist and your experience needs to be unique. And this was in the week in which data was being discussed at the very high levels of government, because a lot of tech companies, as you know, are being investigated for misusing our data. But listen to how Mr. Velodi talks about how they handle data. Very, very different.
Spotify, like many other companies, we are a European company, so we obviously care a lot, and we are also subject to European data protection laws. You should read about it. It's extremely important in the context of privacy and data protection.
So this was his reference to GDPR, the stringent laws in Europe about data protection. And it actually came up because of a student question that you'll hear in a moment. But personalization and data protection are almost like two sides of the same coin. And one has got to be careful. And companies like Spotify know this. Especially if they're dealing with so many people across so many continents.
You know, roughly we handle about 1 million contacts from customers in a month at Spotify customer service. And that is not including all the visitors, you know, the 10 million visitors we have on our support site and the 4 million visitors who post 20,000 times to our community every month.
So is the general question here, is the GDPR or the data protection laws in Europe much stronger than in the US?
I believe so, yes. The protections that customers have and the ability of customers to question or request what their data is used by different companies for is much higher. And the obligation on the companies to be ready for, stopping or starting some things that they do in terms of practices is much higher. So the burden is much higher on companies.
At some point during our recording, the audio level changed because I had switched microphones, and you may notice this, but he talks about the new products, which is really, really interesting.
This is a new release. We call it the Release Radar, comprising of one playlist, comprising of new releases, which releases once a week on every Friday. Customers need to save this if they want to listen to it, because it changes every week, right? So if you want to save a playlist for a week, you save that by clicking on the heart button, and it saves to your playlist that you'll regularly listen to. We also obviously are the world's largest platform for podcast listening, and podcasts continue to be a big driver for our growth, and customers absolutely love listening to podcasts. I'm not sure how many of you have heard of Anchor, but Anchor is a platform that is owned by Spotify.
Indeed, I have heard of Anchor because I use Anchor for this podcast. I basically upload to Anchor and it gets distributed. And let him explain.
It is a completely free application and it is the easiest way to make a podcast. I'm not sure if Mr. Fernando has spoken to you about this, since I know he listens to and he creates podcasts, but we believe that Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast ever. It allows anybody to record, upload, host, and distribute their podcast to all major podcasting platforms. And it's a product that, is owned by Spotify. This is absolutely new. We have not fully launched this yet, but we have announced this. And we have some of our customers who are helping us test this product out, especially in the US. But we call it the car thing. We might rename it to something else later, but for now, it's called the car thing. It is exclusively for listening to Spotify in the car and being able to control it without having to fiddle with your phone as a driver of the car. It is extremely dangerous, as you know, to text and drive or to check your phone while you're driving. So we want to create an experience within the car that makes listening to Spotify a seamless experience and an effortless experience without, compromising on driver and passenger safety in the car. So as you can see, there are some, preset buttons that are relatively large that does not, distract the driver as much as, trying to do something or changing navigation on a phone. It also addresses a market that is, relatively unaddressed for the next many years. There are going to be a lot of cars which will not have those two features, which will allow customers to seamlessly play Spotify in the car and safely. This is another one, quite interesting, I felt. Did you know that, the New York Presbyterian Hospital maintains a Spotify playlist of songs that are at the right beat to time, CPR compressions, and it's on point, right? And so, we didn't know of this, but, somebody in the New York Hospital had done this. And we engaged. We said, we pray that the day never comes, but if it does, we are there. So it's a, it's an interesting way for us to continue to engage with customers.
Now at this point, let me bring on some of the questions posed by my students. These are students, some of whom have phones, many of them have Spotify. And they know from my take on some of these apps that when I talk about how they are free because they are actually monetizing our data and about the privacy or the lack thereof in these apps.
My name is Brooklyn Chastain, and how does Spotify collect user data?
In terms of what Spotify collects and uses is very much within the Spotify ecosystem. So it's not something that gets shared anywhere else. So I think a lot of concerns around privacy today is how sometimes when you search in Google for something, say you search for shoes or sneakers that you want to buy, the next time you go, within a few minutes, if you go to another website, to read news, say on the New York Times or some other place, the ads there will be for Nike shoes or Adidas shoes. And that is the creepy side of things, right? How did somebody know that I was actually searching for shoes or sneakers in Google on a different browser? And as soon as I come onto a different website, that site seems to know that I have I was searching for shoes and therefore they show me those results. The data that we collect in terms of what people listen to in terms of music or podcasts is used exclusively within the Spotify environment to make their experience better. We do not share it with anybody else because we don't need to, right? All that experience is within our app and users consent. So, and users have every right. So they have access to their playlists, what they normally play. They have access to their listening history. If they want, I think we offer listening history up to a certain period of time readily available. But if they want, say, for example, you want to know what I listened to for the past year, you can get it with Wrapped or you can get a report from us by making a request. So we offer all those features. And like any other app, I'm not sure how many of you have used Apple's products or use the iPhone or parents use the iPhone. Apple, you can actually unsubscribe to certain parts. Like you can say that, please don't collect my data for sharing across other apps. And if you do that, then it doesn't get shared, which is a feature within, the Apple iPhone currently. But for the specific question on Spotify's listening history, it stays within Spotify because that's what, we use it for and we don't share it with anybody else.
My name is Ikaika. And so for Spotify, are you able to put music into slides and like on Microsoft or Google Slides? Are you able to import the music into those?
I don't think so. We would love, for example, right? I think one of the things that we are working on now is you can share things to Spot, you know, like you can share, like I told you, the Wrapped thing. You can share your recommendations to Facebook, or you can share your listening to Facebook, but nobody can listen to that in Facebook. You'll have to come back into Spotify to listen to that. And therefore, to be able to pull Spotify into a Microsoft presentation as, a Spotify file, I don't think is possible. And it is primarily because of how things are licensed, right? So because Spotify doesn't own the music that it has on Spotify, it is owned by, it could be Warner Music or Sony Music or Universal Music, and ultimately owned by the artist, right? So like Adele or Ed Sheeran or whoever. So they determine how their music can be used, and they have certain set guidelines on what we can and cannot do. And so that is a limiting factor sometimes in the in our ability to, play Spotify music across platforms. What you can do if you are a premium subscriber is you can download a certain number of songs onto your device, right? So, for example, if you are on a plane and you do not have access to internet while you're on the plane, so Spotify will not work. But it will work if you download 50 or 100 songs onto your device before you board the flight. So that way, even in airplane mode, you can listen to Spotify. And then it syncs up, as soon as you get off the plane and you get connected back to internet. But playing it across apps as of now is not something that we offer. Because all the same music is available on Apple Music as well, or on Deezer or Amazon Prime Music. They all negotiate with the same labels. So at Spotify, what we have, what we call a licensing team. They have a team of experts, from the music industry, from the legal profession, people who understand pricing and negotiations. And they engage with these labels, these license holders, to get or to sign deals that allows music or the content that they own to be licensed to us, to be able to be played by users. The podcasting world is slightly different because, like I said, even somebody sitting in this class can publish a podcast, and then it's up to Spotify and that podcaster to figure out, how we can monetize or pay that podcaster. Spotify now has a way in which podcast creators can put their podcast behind a paywall, which means every time a customer wants to listen to that podcast, they need to pay a certain amount of money. Or they can put it into the free section where it's available for everybody to listen to for free with ads.
And there was another question, which is...
How do you decide which podcasts are appropriate to post?
Yes. All content on Spotify, especially on the podcasting side, which is a free-to-upload platform, is subject to Spotify's content guidelines, what we call them. We have a team called Trust and Safety that deals with ensuring that we make the community guidelines for publishing content very clear on what is appropriate and inappropriate. So for example, things that are absolutely inappropriate are things that may be of overtly sexual nature, things that are plain violent and, absolutely criminal in nature. Anything that is illegal, obviously, is not allowed on the Spotify platform. And then there are, obviously the scale varies, but we have a content moderation team within Trust and Safety that is responsible for ensuring that every piece of content that is published on Spotify's platform, adheres to the guidelines that have been published. We are not as big as YouTube, for example, as it comes to user-generated content, meaning Spotify largely is a music platform. Even though we are a significant player in podcasts, still, people listening to songs far outnumber the number of people who listen to podcasts. And the number of people who are creating podcasts on a daily basis while on the rise still are a much fewer number than people who create content on YouTube, as an example. So the problem for us is much smaller. But we know that it's going to be something that is going to be an important area for us to focus in the future. So we do have a content management team, and they use a combination of some technology to like make sure that certain types of content are not even allowed to be published. And then there are others where we rely on signals from users or some or manual moderation. So things that the technology cannot understand, we push it to a manual queue to be moderated or reviewed by a human being, people like you or I, who are experts at implementing trust and safety policies within Spotify. So, you know, there are terms that are used interchangeably. So, you know, there is AI. You will also hear the term used called machine learning. And I'll preface this by saying that I'm no technology expert. Okay. So while I'm a chemical engineer by training, you know, I'm not a computer science engineer, and I'm not a technologist these days. But I do have, you know, an understanding that I think will be helpful to share with this group. So yes, Spotify does use a lot of machine learning. You know, we have algorithms that, you know, create these recommendations or the playlists by users depending on the history of their listening. And we call it algotorial. You know, we say there is algorithms, and then there is editorial. So we have human editors complementing the machine to make the recommendations even sharper for users to, you know, to enjoy. But there is a big difference between machine learning and AI. So while all machine learning is artificial intelligence, all of artificial intelligence is not machine learning. So for example, you know, you can tune a chat bot, for example, to just understand a list of questions and answers, right? So if you know that a customer can have 1,000 questions, and those 1,000 questions have 1,000 finite answers, you can tune a model or a bot to understand those 1,000 questions and reply with those corresponding 1,000 answers. That does not require any machine learning. It is just a complex, you know, decision tree maybe, or a question and answer loop that the chatbot goes through. Whereas machine learning involves an element of the machine learning on its own, where it picks up on, you know, what it does really. You know, you need to feed the machine learning model with a lot of data and algorithm to improve the algorithm, and then it learns over time on its own. And that, you know, is really hard to do. So, you know, companies like Spotify and Amazon, to a certain extent, use a lot of machine learning. So I'm not sure how many of you have shopped on Amazon. Amazon has great recommendations on what you should be buying. Sometimes you even don't know or may not have thought of that recommendation, but seems like a really good one. And that's the power of machine learning. And that's the same. That's true for Spotify as well. You know, sometimes, you know, the recommendations that we come up with are very different from what you normally would have listened to, but they're very close. So we believe you may like them. And that's kind of how we use technology.
And on that note, and as we hear the strains of music, I'd like to bring this podcast to an end. Thank you very much for listening. This is your host, Angelo Fernando, signing off another edition of Radio 201, the podcast from Benjamin Franklin High School. Thanks for listening.